Ash Wednesday marks the first day of the season of Lent. Many see it as a time for reflecting on the life and sacrifices of Jesus Christ, a time of fasting, prayer, and penitence before Easter. Lent is well known as a time when many Christians not only give up preferred foods, but also sacrifice physical activity or other indulgences to dedicate extra time and energy to meditating, praying, or helping others. It is hoped that through such sacrifices, the believer will be drawn closer to God. The period of Lent is traditionally the 40 days, excluding Sundays, leading up to Easter Sunday, which this year will be observed on April 5. It is said that Lent takes the believer on a journey through Jesus' temptation in the wilderness, where he spent 40 days fasting and praying before beginning his ministry. On Sundays during Lent, some believers partake of those foods from which they have abstained during the season, holding to the conviction that the focus of the sacrifice is not so much what's been given up, but their personal relationship with God. Not every denomination recognizes the Lenten season. Some see it as a church tradition as opposed to a biblical mandate. If you are one of the many who usually observe this sacrificial 40-day period, what do you plan to give up for Lent? Here are some responses to this question.
In terms of giving up, it's less of self and to seek the Lord more because His coming is near. And the mere fact that He died and He rose again, it gives us hope as Christians to continue walking in faith and believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. I really don't do anything special for Lent. I am a Christian and I believe I should live as a Christian every day of the every month of the year, so that's how I live. So nothing special is giving up for Lent.
Well, I would just do some fasting and praying for the whole country, for myself, and everything in general. We normally fast and pray at different times of the year, at different days of the week. But especially at this time, I'm just conscious I'm praying and fasting more.
When Lent come around, my mother always quit meat. So I think it's beneficial, like of a 40-day fast in the Christian religion. So I adopt that principle from my mother and give up meat for during Lent.
Every year for Lent, my friends and I come together and decide what we will give up as a sacrifice. And this year we decided to give up meat. It's going to be tough, but I am planning to stick it out.
I'm going to give more of my time to the Lord in prayer.
But I don't think I'll be giving up anything for Lent because my perspective is that it don't make any sense I give up something for Lent to try and live a righteous life and then after the 40 days I pick it up back. So for me, it's a time really of just meditation and of generally drawing closer to God.
Well, for me, I want to stop eating meat. I think Lent is the perfect time to stop. I'm going to try and eat healthy, so I'm going to try and start with vegetables.
I won't be doing anything for Lent because my denomination doesn't really believe in Lent, so there's nothing really for me to give up, but I'll just continue with my usual and probably go to prayer breakfast.
Meet Pastor Curtin White of the City of Praise Community Church in Angel, St. Catherine. He strongly believes that commitments made unto the Lord should not be seasonal.
I don't think that just for a season a person must be drawn close to God. This is not a seasonal relationship. What God requires from His people is that they draw to Him daily. So Lent is not just the time for persons to give up for God. Persons should give up themselves every day for God.
Pastor for the City of Praise Community Church in Angel, St. Catherine, Curtin White. Whatever your plans during this Lenten season, let's make an effort to exercise goodwill and give of ourselves in a spirit of love.
JIS has gone mobile. Access news and radio content anytime from anywhere on the JIS mobile app. Available on Android devices. Just go to the Google Play Store, search Jamaica Information Service, install the app and be instantly connected. JIS, the voice of Jamaica.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.